looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, who's the Fred in your world? That's the question being asked by the Fred Hollows Foundation. Fred Hollows is a national treasure, and he helps save and restore the eyesight of thousands of Australians and people from overseas countries as well. Now, the foundation named in his honour are asking you to nominate someone who is worthy of the Fred Awards. And the awards celebrate people who care for others in a decent, practical and no-nonsense way. The traits that Professor Fred Hollows had in spades. 8 finalists will be announced from around the country. And the judging panel will be headed up by founding director of the foundation, Fred's wife, Gabby Hollows. And Foundation CEO Ian Wishart joins me on the line this afternoon. G'day, Ian.
G'day.
I reckon the timing couldn't be better for people to nominate someone making a difference in their community as we deal with this ongoing health crisis.
Yeah, we're all doing it tough at the moment with the pandemic, and before that we had bushfires. But there are Aussies out there, totally unsung heroes, who just go about helping people, you know, night and day. And these are the people we want to recognise. We want you to sort of nominate them, put them forward. They'll probably never, ever otherwise be recognised, but this is a chance.
Yeah, I think it's a great initiative, mate. I think there are really good, really great awards. Tell us about how people can nominate someone and what's the cut-off date.
Yeah, it's really simple to nominate. You can go to the hollows.org website. Just put in hollows.org/FredAwards. Fred Awards is one word, and you can register there and register that person in your community who really is doing it for the community.
And as
now,
part
the nominations
of
close
yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Friday, 23rd of July at 11:59. So get in there quick.
So cut off for nominations is at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow. And as part of the Fred Awards, you're also searching Australia-wide for a national Fred Hollows humanitarian.
That's right. That's the award we're giving for the people who reached the final here. Now, Gabby Hollows and that other well-known knockabout Australian, Ray Martin, are going to be shortlisting the finalists. And then we're going to put the finalists up on the website for a public vote to finish it off. So there's a real opportunity for people to be involved.
Mm. Well, it's great to have the great Ray Martin involved. I know that he's very, very passionate about the foundation, and well done to Ray. Now, how's the foundation going during these challenging times, Ian? How's it been?
Oh, look, I'd be lying if I said it's been easy. Like every, you know, organisation in this country, you know, 2020 was just incredibly tough. But we're very thankful that Aussies kept giving, and, you know, We're in a reasonable place, you know. The challenge is that we've got a bit of a backlog of people who need our services overseas and in Australia because of, you know, the lockdown effect on hospitals. So we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the Fred Awards, and you do wonderful work. And thanks for joining us this afternoon, Ian.
Thanks very much.
That's Ian Wishart, the CEO of the Fred Hollows Foundation.